If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get your head lower. Get your head lower. Get those hips loose, Nick.
Yeah, Nick got tight hips, man.
That's never been said in the same sentence before.
You got to work on that, man. You got to work on that. You know, you got a girlfriend yet?
No.
You got a prospect?
Yes.
A potential?
Are you still scouting? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say scouting.
So you've at least limited your focus.
Yes.
So she may not be the one, but it's not because you didn't try.
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Here we go with these answers. As soon as you got to start thinking, you just get yourself in trouble.
So is she the only fish in the pool?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down to one.
So you're dating?
No.
Then why have you limited it to...
What do you call it? Do you guys hang out?
Yes.
And you just don't hang out with anybody else?
No, we have.
Other couples?
Just all mutual friends.
Friends, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, all mutual
friends.
Does
she know that she's being considered?
Yes.
Has she acknowledged that she's being considered?
She
has. Has she stated that she's considering you?
She has.
Has she?
Oh, he answered. He's quick. Look at his chest getting
right. Chest went out. Got all puffy.
Go ahead.
Chest got all
baby
puffy.
Face gangster. Look at you.
Chest got all puffy. Okay. Have you gone out in public?
Yes.
Together. By yourselves though.
Yeah.
Has she met the folks?
No.
Does mom know about her?
I'm not sure. No. She. My mom. My parents do not know. They probably do now.
DP put you on Front Street.
Yep. That's fine.
Everybody at Pius the 10th knows your mom.
I don't go to Pius anymore.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Once you are Pius the 10th alumni, you there for the rest of your life.
Oh,
it's like
so?
It's like the skulls or something like that. Blood in and blood out.
All right.
Nick, man. I mean.
PXT for life.
Did you handle yesterday okay?
What was yesterday?
All the Nebraska news. I mean, you just seemed like you were kind of flustered. All in your feelings.
Not at all.
Oh, it was Rico that got all.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, it was Rico.
A little mini-me Mars Blackman.
Yeah, you got to talk to Rico.
He's an emotional little character, isn't he?
Yeah, trust me. I know. He got heated about the college football playoff today.
Yeah, like he wanted, bad. He want extra. Like he, that, yeah. I'm like, that, he went you asking for extra? You want? Oh, Nebraska should play just because they'll at least be competitive.
Like I don't like that narrative.
That's
also
not how that works, Rico. No participation trophies in the championships. Let's not have that. He went running down the hall screaming, "They got Mickey Joseph!" And I'm like, oh, relax, calm down, calm down.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, calm down.
Look, yeah, that's great. I mean, he's excellent at his job. You know, what he's really good at is getting the most out of his players. I mean, you look at the guys that were drafted in the first round, between Chase and Jefferson, they weren't highly ranked guys, and they obviously both have, you know, they're NFL superstars. So he does, you know, he's doing something right, and he, you know, those two aren't the only ones, but they're just the latest two. So,
define. You said he's great at his job. Define that for me.
Well, I mean, we talked about the other day. You know, is it one or the other? Be a good coach or a good recruiter? You know what? And he does both. So great might have been, you know, too much. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing.
You always have to prove yourself. But up until now, he's done a phenomenal job at doing both. He's worked his way up. He's you know, coached at some big programs. He's won. He's a winner. He knows what it takes to win. He knows what it looks like. So he's coming in with, you know, instant credibility. You know that you can't sit up there and watch tape and he starts explaining how to run a skinny post or a comeback or whatever or a concept. Maybe he's explaining to the players or another coach. You can't go around and question him because he's done it on a higher level than anybody in that room, in that receiver room.
Mm-hmm. So,
and if coach players that they're watching presently rip up the NFL.
Yeah, and guys that they want to emulate those guys. They want to copy them, follow them in that. So,
but I think sometimes here's another thing that if I was a player, I'd be extremely excited. But also, you know, look, to get where those guys are, mm-hmm. it takes an extreme amount of work outside, both in practice, outside of practice, in the film room, in the weight room, and then on top of that. So just because you want to – I call it – it's a consumer, like I said last night, consumer mindset. Make sure that they're – you know, what comes with the payoff is a lot of sacrifice and hard work.
Well, that's another question that sits behind that because I have two questions. So the first one is when people talk about his resume, they speak to two things. One, LSU. The other, former Husker. Which one's more important?
Oh, well, just obviously what he's done coaching-wise. Former Husker, that's just icing on the cake. And, you know, I think he was in talks with Nebraska, I think, before they hired Lubick. Mm-hmm. At least I'd heard his name, so I don't really know for sure. So I shouldn't, you know, say something that I don't know factual. But I know his name was floating around. And he's worked his way up, you know, through the coaching ranks. I mean, he started out coaching in high school up in Omaha North and then went from there and so forth and so on. So he's built – I mean, that's
– he coached at Grambling. I mean,
He's covered every landscape that there is possible. So, you know, what he's done coaching-wise is more important than he used to play at Nebraska. I mean, ultimately, yeah, it's great that he used to play in Nebraska a long time ago, but ultimately the most important thing is what he's done up until – obviously being hired or officially hired today.
So you guys can join in the conversation, 402-464-5685, the Honda Lincoln Hotline. You can call in, text in to the Sartor Hammond text line, and, of course, the streams are up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. The other question that was laying there for me was for receivers who are returning.
Right.
How quickly does the evaluation of by the coach, the new coach, how quickly does that happen where he gets to meet them, work them out, or otherwise? Is it just conversation? Is it just film?
Sure.
Or is it workouts and the whole shebang?
I don't think they get – I mean, I'm sure they, you know, they take a couple weeks off, and I highly advise guys to go in there at least work out, you know, two or three times a week, you know. Maybe not to the extent that you do in the off season, but make sure you keep your stuff tight. I don't think he's going to take him out. And like I said, I don't know. I'm just guesstimating, that he's going to take him out, work him out on the field. First of all, they haven't probably been doing much. Mm-hmm. So you get somebody out there, you'd be risking injury. I'm sure it's meeting him, them meeting him, you know, he's meeting them. individually, and then maybe as a group. I'm sure he's going to come and look at some of the tape that, you know, he has on guys. I'm sure he's going to look at some of the guys that were, you know, redshirted. And, you know, he's probably – I mean, look, he's probably seen them all at one point in time. But obviously, you know, he had to coach the receivers at LSU this year. So refresh where they're at and then, you know, probably lay out his expectations in you know, sooner than later. You know, they got to wrap up, you know, this early signing period. And then, obviously, you know, I'm sure take a break or whatever. I think they got a dead period. And then they get into – you know, the next signing period, and then they start to kind of really focus on, you know, winter conditioning, spring ball, so forth and so on. So it'll happen. I mean, if I was a guy at that position, you know, I definitely, whether I was a tight end or a receiver, I definitely, mainly receiver, obviously, I'd definitely be, you know, leaving a voicemail, you know, wanting to know when I can get a hold of him. I'm sure they all can get his number and text him. You know, to introduce yourself. I mean, look, at some point in time, you know, you got to be a man about your business, whether you have issues with the prior coach, the present coach, anybody in administration, how things are ran. You know, don't hide behind, you know, text messages and other people in the media and not handle your business and be a man about it. Voice it, because that's where you can get to some conclusion, because ultimately – when coaches recruit guys or coach guys, it's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of times it's a, I don't know, authority figure and, you know, a kid relationship. I mean, obviously as they get older, you know, they get more mature, then you can talk to them about more high level things. But ultimately, you know, you got to learn how to be a man about your business. If it's something you feel strongly about, there's nothing wrong with voicing it. You might not be able to know how to voice it the right way, but you can find out ways to get your point across. You know, I think that would, you know, it'd be, you know, great for everybody. And then also I think, you know, learning how to introduce yourself, even though, you know, it's a new coach, and whether you had a really good relationship with the past coach or past coaches, you know, it's a new coach, it's your new, I guess, in theory, your boss, but it's the guy that's going to be, you know, teaching you the game and teaching you, you know, the craft his way. So ultimately, you know, you get out of your feelings and get on board and do what you need to do in order to become the best player possible, because, you know, it's a new opportunity. It's, you know, granted, you know, we're fortunate. You know, I think Omar Manning had a decent year last year. You saw flashes of Betts. You saw a little bit of Lonte Brown and, you know, a couple other guys. But, you know, you got some redshirt guys that are going to be, you know, salivating to get their chances and get catches. But ultimately, there's a ton of opportunity out there. It's a ton of opportunity, one, to establish yourself as an individual player, but then also as a group, to expand the offense, to be more explosive. And, you know, when you have a coach that, you know, his credentials are second to none, you know, you shouldn't, there is no excuse now. You know, there's a guy that has recruited and coached all different types of, at all different types of universities and situations, right? When you're at Grambling, you know, you don't have some of the things that he's had at LSU and obviously he's going to have at Nebraska. He hasn't, and when you're at Grambling recruiter, you don't get to go into high school and talk to the number one guy or even ask about him. You got to try to, you know, you got to find ways to get guys to play at times at, you know, HBCUs, you know, historical black colleges, because, you know, they don't have the facilities. A lot of times they don't have the training staff, the weight staff, the nutrition. A lot of times those guys are not on full ride. They're still, you know, might be working and stuff like that. So it's a different type of mindset when you recruit kids at, you know, those type of places. And then so he's come with a vast knowledge of kids and situations that he's coached. So you're not showing up, you know, and having a coach that's not that can't be on your level. I guess that would be the you know, the best way to describe it. So they should be excited, and they should be excited, and they should be welcoming the opportunity, and then also welcoming the, you know, the work and the potential work that goes with it, because it's not going to be easy. I mean, he knows where he's coming. He knows our record is 3-9, and knows that we were close, but he also knows you're still 3-9, and I'm sure, you know, he's done really well where he was at, and he wants to continue along that path. And the one thing I can respect is, look, I'm sure he's had other opportunities, right? I'm sure when you coach the amount of talent that he's coached at LSU, I'm sure other teams were looking at him. I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm just assuming.
Literally everybody.
Right. So I'm sure, and if they weren't, if I'm sure if he called up somebody, I'm sure they would, you know, return his phone call. So, you know, one thing, he's not looking for an easy way. He's looking at, you know, look, he can make an impact, and that's what you want.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You want a guy that you know that's willing to bet on himself, per se, that he feels confident he can coach, you know, the guys that we have and then the guys that we potentially are going to get. So you got, I like a guy like that, has a ton of confidence in his ability, because ideally that's going to bleed down into his players, obviously bleed down to, you know, the whole offense and team, but then, you know, how they play. And, you know, they should be excited for things that, you know, if they, you know, more opportunities and stuff like that. You know, I mean, if you're open, he's going to be banging on the table for you to get the ball. I'm assuming if you are the lead dog or lead dogs in this, you know, when they have like, you know, two X, Y in a slot,
mm-hmm.
Or Z or whatever they call it. You know, those, you better get in shape. You better get in shape because of what, you know, I'm going to tell you this, like when you watch, Ohio State, Alabama and those type of guys, even LSU and those, they were really humming. Those guys never came off the field.
No,
I mean, I'm talking about after running a go route, they never came out the field. So it's a whole new challenge. And, yeah, it's going to be, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a little rough at times, but you got to just continue to, you know, work through it.
How much of what – whatever changes will happen will be talent versus scheme, right? Like, he's going to look at guys – because there may be guys who could be pretty good football players, but they may not fit what he wants to do with this thing. Right, or they may not be able to accept his coaching or his training or his work level. So how does that usually play out?
It is. I mean, that's an individual choice. I think for him, I'd be highly surprised as a coach and how, you know, established and how well he's done it, you know, coaching, that he's coming in and cornering himself and saying, I only can, you know, coach this type of body type. I think he, you know, and the guys that he's, you know, developed are different type of body types. So I think he can work with anybody. So I don't think that's going to be a factor. I think, you know, he'd probably be hard on him and fair, and, you know, you produce and you do well, you're going to play and you're going to get catches and opportunities. So, you know, if, and also I know from, not I know, but just, I'm only assuming here, because I've never spoken to him. I just heard, you know, a ton about him. Assume that, you know, he'll be able to coach different guys and different personalities different. So then, you know, the great thing about it, and if you're a player, the onus really falls on you.
Well, we don't say that enough.
No, we don't. And there's people that get behind the microphone that don't. There's people that, well, it's not print media anymore, right? Or it was online media.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say it enough. But ultimately, it's a great opportunity. But it's a great it's a not risky opportunity. But it's, yeah, you're gonna have a new coach, and then you kind of get over the kind of honeymoon stage. Now you got to really get down to work, because now you got to really prove yourself, right? There's no, you know,
no favoritism, right? Starting on Monday,
no excuses, no favoritism, and you really got to come every day and show me what you got. Which ultimately, at first glance or first hearing it, you know, majority of guys don't like it, but then once you start to embrace it, you realize it's going to bring out the best in you, because and ultimately that's usually what, you know, happens anyways.
Shouldn't Monday be the day where everybody who's in that receiver room or in the passing game gets excited? Like, it's your
Monday?
Chance. Yeah, well, whenever the first – like it's.
Oh, when they, is that when his press conference
Well, is? No, my thing is whenever he walks in the door.
Yeah, whenever he can get – whenever they can get with him.
Now, anybody in the room who thinks they have the talent, who thinks they have whatever's required, and thinks they should be on the field and should be featured or otherwise, everybody's got a shot to reclaim whatever they.
Well,
think
you got a shot, and then also I'm sure he's going to do a really good job at defining roles. And so if you're a little behind, like say in the playbook or something like that, you know, I'm assuming one of the things that, you know, if I'm a player, I'm going in there, I want to know where I'm at all times. I want to be coached hard every day. I don't ever want to settle, but I want to know where I'm at. So when I go to the game, I don't want any type of surprises. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. This is the work you put in.
This is the work you put in.
This is where you land.
Yeah. So, and there's a difference, right? So this is what people don't understand. There's an entitlement type of attitude that thinks that you're like, I call it, you know, as the consumer, just I show up, I need everything.
Mm-hmm.
I need playing time. I need, you know, I need you to be there when I don't. I need
exposure,
you to. I need exposure.
Social media support.
Right. I need everything that you can offer, and I kind of do minimal work. Then on the flip side is that it might come off the same, but I want what I earned and what I produce. So if I produce, I want more. You get what I'm saying?
That's church.
Right. So
that's church.
You say put in the work. I put in the work and then some. It's not stopping here. And so that's what you want to do or you would want as a player. So that, you know, but, with the second, it's not easy. It's not glamorous and it's not fun because you don't get, you know, playing sports is not fun. Being good is
hard work.
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, the fun is winning. Nothing else besides it is fun. I mean,
you're not winning, then this is
miserable.
Right.
It should be.
Right.
Like I said, you should hate to lose more than you like to win.
All of that's true. So a couple of things in that, right? So you try to. He's coming in with titles. Do the titles matter?
To the player or to him?
To him.
I don't know. I mean, you got to ask. That's a question for him.
Right.
I mean,
well, here. Let me go one step further with it. So he's going to be, you know, director, coordinator, passing game coordinator, which includes running backs, which includes tight ends. Right. So within that, then how tight ends were utilized here may or may not change. All of these add to more questions, which I'm cool with, but I think that's the thing. He has the title of passing game coordinator.
Right.
Does that mean that he will have, and you've been in those spaces, so you can kind of walk me through it. Will he have control over personnel or just the schemes that they or the philosophy from which they work from?
I mean, I guess, I mean, I'm assuming so, but I have, I have no idea. I was late to the party when he got, you know, I didn't even know he got hired. So, I mean, I'm sure he's going to have input. So, I don't know what all that comes with the job titles. I just think that, I know that their offense, or his passing game is going to probably change based on personnel. I mean, mm-hmm. I think right now, if Austin Allen, I think, is targeting or declared that he's going to the NFL, but if you had both those guys, you might be a tight end heavy,
LSU used two tight ends,
right?
So
and it's good because of matchup problems. And one year you might be having overabundance of receivers, and when I think they had three receivers over 1,000 yards that year, you need to do that. So it just depends. I think it's adaptable. I think you look back at the LSU 3 or 4 years, and they were, adapted to what they got, and so I'm sure that's what he's going to do. And I mean, he's been in enough battles, playing Alabama and all those teams and stuff like that. He's seen enough to where he knows, you just can't, just show up and just do one thing. So I'm sure he'll have some influence on that. And if personnel comes with it, I'm sure he's definitely going to have influence on
who's here and who stays.
Well, that's their choice. I mean, I don't think –
immediately, it'll be the player's choice to whether they want to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I think the way that they embrace the challenge will tell you more than anything. I don't think any coach shows up and is like, in a room of five guys and say, hey, you three, hit the bricks. I don't think that ever happens. I think people perceive that to happen. Usually get guys that, hit it pretty quick, don't like competition, or hear something that they think that they don't like, or it's not easy enough. And they need more of I'm gonna prove you wrong type of stuff. So, it's a great opportunity for all of them. It's a fresh start. It's part of the new fresh start, or like a reset button, or whatever you want to jazz it up and call it. And it's just a small part. One of the coaches that filled a spot of a coach that was previously let go. So, look, they should all be excited, and they should be all maybe even talking to Coach Becton, Coach Brown, Coach Frost, and all the other coaches about him, because I'm sure that he's probably trying to, in the process, move his, you know, when he's going to come here and all this other stuff. So obviously he's pretty busy, you know, considering he just, you know, I guess officially accepted the job today.
Yeah, it's there's a lot. There's, again, there are more questions than there are answers.
Yeah.
And then I'll ask you this because, again, I'm curious like that. A new line coach brings in theory, concept, scheme as well. Preferences for the type of player he has in those spots. The schemes that he runs have to match the passing game.
From protection, you mean?
Yep.
Sure.
How much does that play in? Do those two have to work together completely, absolutely, in order for this to work?
At this point, you're going to get a coach that's pretty well-versed in any type of passing attack or running attack. So I don't really think whether they – I mean, you're not going to hire somebody that's only been running – that's only like, I want to come here and run the wing T,
right,
and we're, you know, 50-50 pass or whatever we are. Right. So I don't think that's – I don't think that that's – I mean, of course, you want to make sure – you know, when you, I'm sure when they're interviewing, you're going to be asking that, but I don't think anybody's getting interviewed or getting a second interview or
who
whatever.
Can't, who can't run
who everything. Can't, you know, can't articulate, you know, concepts and pass protection, concepts in run game. You know, I think, you know, as big as that, you know, because I know I'm sure that, you know, the Twitter coaches out there are going to be thinking about it. You know, I think the biggest thing really is just the mindset that he infuses into the room. That's as big as anything. And the standard that's set there, you know, even higher than it was before, the attention to detail, the, you know, maybe a different way of articulating the previous blocking scheme. So maybe it clicks a little bit faster, maybe making it simpler. So you can just kind of just, you know, in defense, there's an old saying, see ball, hit ball. And you hear it in baseball, but literally see the ball, go kill it. Don't leverage the block, leverage the ball. You know, all the different things in offense, you know, line up, call, let's go. You know, and so, you know, there's all different types of things that, you know, might can change for, you know, the guys that are, you know, going to be back and that can click. And so you get, you know, more juice from the squeeze. And so, yeah, I'm sure. Look, anybody they hire is going to have to come in and you know, add something to it. You know, and that's what they're. I'm assuming that's what they're potentially looking for. So, but ultimately, what people understand need to understand. Yeah, you're going to go out. I'm assuming, and you know, I think, you know, they offered 9 guys in the portal. You know, you're not. You know, a lot of the majority of the wins have got to come with the guys inside the locker room. That's got to make a conscious choice of being all in, and we used to have a whole old saying, 10 toes down. You know, you got to be down for the cause. You can't be 8. You can't be 9. You can't be sometiming. You can't be there for your own personal benefit, you know, solely for your own personal benefit. You have got to be down for the cause.
I want to put a pin right there because when we come back, I'm gonna ask
just
you
put
about
that on. Just put that on. Where's little mini me? I just seen his big head in there.
Yeah, he back in. He flew in and flew out.
Oh, yeah. Right. But y'all seen his little waves? His little afro was bouncing.
Yeah, you see it. So we'll throw the break here. I do want to put a pin there because I think that transfer portal thing again pops up, and then people being all in, people who say they're all in until it's time to show that you're all in. I want to break that down, go further into that on Old School. 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big